Officials from the two casino companies that have so far announced plans for projects in Springfield, MGM Resorts International and Ameristar, accepted invitations to meet with Reverend Talbert Swan, president of the Springfield branch of the NAACP.
Our communities are hurting, and we want to make sure that any type of investment to the tune of $800 to $900 million that's going to produce the level of opportunity that this will, that those communities have an opportunity to fairly participate.
Springfield's unemployment rate has remained stubbornly high as 10% during some recent months. Swan said the unemployment rate for blacks is even higher.
There's a saying that when America has a cold, black America has pneumonia. So the unemployment rate that we currently see in communities of color, it far exceeds both the city average and the state average.
MGM Resorts International Chairman and CEO Jim Murren met with Swan.
We've been down this road before. We're proud of our record with minority-owned, women-owned, disadvantaged businesses, both in terms of building and in terms of hiring, and in terms of our vendor relationships. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year with minority businesses.
MGM has proposed an $800 million development in a three-block area of the south end of downtown Springfield. It's an area that sustained heavy damage in last year's tornadoes. Ameristar has proposed a casino and hotel on a 41-acre former industrial site the company purchased earlier this year for $16 million. Ameristar Vice President Troy Stremming told the Springfield City Council's Casino Site Committee earlier this year the development would result in 2,800 permanent jobs.
The vast, vast majority of those employees we would be looking for right here in this community. And in fact, we've already had some preliminary discussions with the community colleges here locally, and we're working towards some type of memorandum of understanding with them to assist in those training programs.
Ameristar has signed an agreement with the Pioneer Valley Building Trades Council and Carpenters Union Local 108, which ensures that union tradesmen would build the hotel, entertainment, and gambling complex if Ameristar gets the sole license available in western Massachusetts. Frank Callahan, president of the Massachusetts Building Trades Council, says union-only work agreements are being sought with all potential casino developers.
The significance is that it's not just about bringing an economic development piece in for a casino developer or for other jobs. It's to ensure that everybody shares in that economic development.
Mohegan Sun has signed an agreement to use union construction workers for the casino it hopes to build in Palmer. Union leaders who lobbied for 20 years to get casinos legalized in Massachusetts and are anxious for the construction jobs have complained the state's gaming commission is moving too slowly. Under its current timetable, the commission would not issue a casino license for another 12 months. Springfield city officials and the Gaming Commission remain at odds over the city's plans for selecting a casino project or projects to back for a state license. City officials had planned to formally begin the selection competition 2 weeks ago, but put it on hold at the request of the Gaming Commission. Commissioners told city officials during a meeting earlier this week that under the timetable the city proposes, a project could be selected before the commission has determined the casino operator is qualified to hold a license in Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.